Blog Talk Radio.
Then get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is
gonna
do.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these skyways and airways on this morning, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I thank you for allowing me into your work area. Thank you for allowing me into your living room space. And I thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your podcast dial. I just thank those of you that's out there in my radio land, my digital radio land around the world. I just thank those of you that is up tonight and you got to see the presentation that I was coming across airways on this morning and decided to tune in. May God richly bless you, you and you. I hope and pray this all is well in your family circle and continually to be well with you and yours. And when we come across these airways, we want to acknowledge the deity, the spiritual master of the universe that started it all. I want to present to some, hallelujah. And give you a background outlook on this just holy spiritual being. He's the creator of this universal, as I first stated, and he's the reason that you and I tend to exist here and now in this place and time. And so I would like to ask those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer at this time. We're going to give reverence to the Messiah. His name is Jesus Christ. He's a native of Nazareth. And he is our soon coming King. Father God, we come before your sovereignty and your grace unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us together in unity once again, God, around this spectrum. Father God, for we know that you have a place designated for each and every one of us, God. And until you crack those clouds one historical day, God, we will continue in your will, continue in your way. We will continue with the itinerary assignment that you have given each and every one of us, God. We will continue, God, to mount up from the four corners of the earth, coming from the north, south, east, and west, God, as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay on this morning. I want to be able to bring a rhema word to those that may not know of you, God, in the pardons of their iniquity. I'm asking you to grace me your servant this morning, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Words of encouragement, words of wisdom to each and every one of those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their souls, God. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we allow the church to say amen and amen. And greetings once again to my kingdom family all around the world, to my VIPs, to my delegates, my evangelists, bishops, all the clergymen, hallelujah, all of you that is out there in my listening radio on this morning. I want you to pull up your good seat. I want you to get your digital devices. May they be your iPhone, your tablet, hallelujah, your computer, and whatever other digital devices that you might have at your disposal. I'm asking you to come where this table this morning is spread it. And the feast of the Lord is going on. Hallelujah. I just thank you for tuning in once again. And whenever, you know, we are helpers one to another, that's what the Bible tells us as children of God. Whatever we do in the glory and honor of God, God will bless us. We don't know what magnitude that God will bless us, but we know that he will bless us the way that he chooses to bless you and I, for being a blessing to one another. And I just want you to get your latte, your tea, your milk, your juice, your bagel, your donut, whatever, your croissant, your burrito, whatever breakfast that you are taking part of on this morning. I want to talk to you a little while. Hallelujah. And so, you know, I was going to go and lay down and make it for a later time. But, you know, God wouldn't even allow me to go to bed. So that let me know that God wants me to present to someone out there in my listening audience a rhema word on this morning. Hallelujah. And we're going to go right now into a program that's already in progression. And our sermon on this morning entitled Truth, Friend, or Foe. I want to say that one more time. Our foe. And we'll take our first key scripture, and it reads this. It says, have I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Galatians 4:16. We'll move on down to our second key scripture, and it reads this. Hallelujah. It says that always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of 2 Timothy 1:18 down to 25. And so you might ask, overseer, what is your theme about on this morning? This theme is talking about people that's in your inner circle. You know, you have some doubters, you have some Thomases in your family circle, you have some unbelievers in your family circle, you have some individuals that would rather for you to tell them a lie than to tell them the truth. You have some individuals in your family circle or in your inner circle that refuse the truth. They ignore the truth, the biblical laws of God. They have rejected God and his word. Hallelujah. And we know that sometimes you have to choose to go the route that God has set before you. And as the songwriter would say, though we may be tossed by the waves of the current, hallelujah, that seems so fierce for you and I, sometimes you have to take a detour from the individuals that don't stand on the divine word of God, meaning that they don't believe. You'll have to take a designated route, because everyone will not be going the route that you're taking. You will gain some friends in this life, in this spiritual life I'm talking about, this walk with God that I'm talking about, and you will lose some friends, because you will only have a handful of faithful few, hallelujah, that will be willing to stand with you, be able to stand the test of this spiritual walk. Hallelujah. People whose sin has pulled them down, they aren't the only ones who need to hear. But those whose sin has taken them to the height of wealth and power also need to hear it. We know that after the truth came out about the corruption in several major U.S. corporations, we find out that the report said that it isn't about executive salaries and perks, but it's about truth. We know that, like corrupt executive Israel King Ahab, he was a rich and powerful person who got in trouble because he surrounded himself with advisors who told him the lies that he wanted to hear. And that's going right back to what I just first stated, is where people will have an itching ear for lies and smooth over doctrine to keep you satisfied. But you ought to get you a grip on the word of God, where you will stand and you will not be swayed by individuals that want to serve you up a plate of lies, but want to present to you the divine word of truth. We know that rather than the truth, that he needed to know in the law of 2 Chronicles 18 and 4 through 7. His friends led him to a tragic dead end. And unlike Ahab, hallelujah, we can come to the point of realizing that we have people that love to hear lies, and they present unto us lies, and you will encounter false friends, known as phony friends, in that time and in that place and in that moment. But you and I, we can face up to the biggest fear, and that will be truth. And we find out that what we're running from is actually what we should be running to, and that is, we should be running to and looking for God. We know that all our attempts to save ourselves with lies will lead to the brink of self-destruction. Hallelujah. But when you and I turn to God of all truth, that we know that he will make you and I new creatures. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law, 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. And I want to ask you on this morning, have you made truth your friend or your foe? Have you surrounded yourself with friends who will tell you the truth or lies? Is there a truth you are refusing to face? Have you turned to Christ, who is the truth? I want to encourage you on this morning that those who listen to lies lose the ability to hear the truth. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. And we also know, hallelujah, that truth for Christ and the church, if Christ shows three books, one face down to symbolize the limitation of human knowledge. But we find out that in recent decades that the book has been turned face up to represent the unlimited capacity of the human mind. We know that the pursuit of knowledge is praiseworthy, yet learning can quickly lead to pride and a refusal to acknowledge any limits on the mental ability. And when that happens, biblical truth is ignored or rejected. What then, you might ask, is the truth about truth? We know a wise king wrote centuries ago that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Proverbs 1 and 7. We must recognize the relationship between God and truth without the help of the Holy Spirit and the instructions of God's word. Man will be ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, 2 Timothy 3 and 7. But when we acknowledge and obey his truth, we will be set free from spiritual ignorance and error. In John 8 and 32, that's why we must be diligent in our study of the Bible. We find in 2 Timothy 2 and 15, it is the only book that tells us the truth about truth. For your holy Bible, we thank you. May it message be our guide. May we understand the wisdom of the truth that your laws provide. And we know that to study God's written word is to know Christ. Hallelujah. The living word. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we know that in this life, in this walk, in this journey, we will always encounter unbelievers. And we're talking about truth, friends, or foe. We're talking about individuals that would rather hear untruth than to hear the real truth of Jesus. Unbelievers, we know that, have long scoffed at the biblical story of the fall of the ancient city of Jericho. And we know that the version of Jericho's demise, where the Associated Press written an article, and it talked about the walls of Jericho. And it said that the walls of Jericho did come down. In fact, it came tumbling down, as recounted in the Bible, according to archaeologist study. And when you and I compare the archaeology evidence at Jericho with the biblical narrative describing the Israelite destruction of Jericho, we find remarkable agreements. We know that the Bible places the events after spring harvest and indicated that the Israelites burned the city. Both facts confirmed by the archaeology remains. Once again, the archaeology bears testimony to the truthfulness of Scripture. I believe in the authenticity of the Bible does not depend on scientific research, but on its claim to be God's word. And in the law of 2 Timothy 3:16 tell us that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. We can therefore have complete confidence in what it says. It's a fact. The walls of Jericho did fall down. The Bible stands. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of men. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can. We know that to the wise, God's word is sufficient. Our sermon on this morning was truth, friend, or foe. Our key scripture was coming out of the law of Galatians 4:16. Have I therefore became your enemy because I tell you the truth? And if you happen to be in a church where they are not coming clean with the word of God, I would suggest to you to remove your membership immediately and go and find your church that are telling you the true divine word of God. And before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and to infuse your mind, if I have given unto you the divine word of truth. Hallelujah. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions that you would want the old Chief of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. We're going to change the dynamics of this program at this time. We're going to now bring unto you Hymns of Zion. Uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. Till we meet again, we want you to go in God and allow God to go in you. Listen up for Hymns of Zion. May God bless you. Bye for now.
Just a Anybody in here got a yoke that needs to be destroyed?
Yeah. Don't even know how I made it this